The following podcast is provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio.
And welcome back, everyone, to Answers for Elders Radio. And we are here. This hour has flown by, Daphne, as it always does when we have Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements here with us. And, you know, we've had all these conversations, but I want to start this segment first with talking a little bit about, you know, you're the ultimate solution person for these, for families out there that are having questions. And I would love to, before we go in to finish off this hour, share with families how you help them. I think this is really important.
Well, we are a very hands-on company, and our family advisors will walk through this journey based on what your story is. One of the things that we really focus on is the uniqueness of each family. So we adjust to where your family is. We help people who are, you know, I'm making this phone call, Daphne, just because I think this might be up and coming. Maybe it's a year down that, you know, my mom might need to have some additional support. But can you help me figure out what should I be doing now to prepare for a year from now? If we can have that conversation, we can have a conversation that says, mom just had an accident. She's at the rehab now, recovering from hip surgery. She can't go home anymore. We can't care for her at home. We've thought about in-home care, but we're not sure that's going to be a good solution long-term. What are our options? We talk about that.
Right.
We talk about, you know, our family is just not getting along together, and my mom and dad really need help. I'm the one who's there, you know, every single week, every other day, but XYZ's sibling doesn't see it. We help on that level. We help on a level that says, how do we plan financially for this? I don't even know who to talk to, because Pinnacle Senior Placements functions as an information post. We're a place that you can go after 21 years of doing this job. I sure better have some resources for you. If I can't help you directly, at least I may have some vetted resources that I trust and that you at least can say, well, one person trusts this company. I'm going to try it out myself. So we act as a resource for some families. Most often it starts with a simple phone call. During COVID, we then moved to a Zoom conversation so that we can see each other. We can kind of get a sense of who we are. Very often, then it will move to including the loved one. That conversation is usually done via Zoom also, and it's very short, usually 10, 20, 30 minutes at the most. For us at Pinnacle, to get a sense of who your loved one is beyond a piece of paper. We are all whole, functioning, productive citizens, human beings that are more than just a list of symptoms or personality traits. We want to know who your loved one is. So that step happens. We then, let's say you're in a place that we do need to discover highest values and act quickly to keep someone safe. And so we go through a process of discovering what things are most important to your family, the highest values. And then, you know, that could be something like my mom needs a private room. She needs to have, you know, 4 o'clock coffee clutch, you know, whatever it is. We figure out what are the things that are important. We do research, and we, based on your highest values, use our data bank and all of our experience between the seven of us to find just the right places that we think might work. And then we do work together.
You think up the questions to ask that a family might not even think about if they were going to look out for resources on their own. They wouldn't think of asking, well, wow, my mom has to have a gluten-free diet, you know, or, you know, I know mom doesn't like spicy food or anything like that. Can those things, you know, be part of that conversation? And absolutely they can. And you know the questions that need to be addressed, which I think is so valuable in making sure that you make the right choice.
Yes, that's very important. I mean, we just discovered with another family that mom is very social, but she likes small groups. She feels overwhelmed with having, you know, 25 people in a room. She wants to have smaller groups. Yes, she's social, but we need to find a social outlet for her that's in a smaller environment or with a smaller number of people. You just don't know what to think about until you've gone through this journey, and nor should you. This is the first time for a lot of our families to walk through this journey. And so we're here to help you. And as we tour into communities via Zoom again, we will help you discover the things that fit and don't fit in your family's highest values and checklist. So we help for that honesty piece. Also, then after someone moves, we will follow through with you and help you and your loved one get through this time of transition. And most often that's about conversations and communication and expectations. And so we help our families be able to know what can they expect and what can't we expect.
And, you know, I think that in itself is so valuable. I mean, how often do I think about my experience when I was trying to help my mom and I had no idea what to do? And I remember going into communities and feeling the pressure that I had to find her a place to live. But then I'd walk into these communities, and to me, they were all the same because I didn't understand what the differences were. And, you know, to have a person that would be with me, that would help me recognize, oh, these things are important to your mom. This is why we're looking at this community, because they will match, you know, her values in these ways. This helps, you know, clear through the clutter, and it helps you families narrow in on what's most important and what's going to make mom or dad the most happy in this situation.
Yes, that's exactly right. And that is the ultimate goal. How can we help someone transition the smoothest and quickest? Usually over my 21 years of doing this job, people will transition. Just how graceful will it be?
Mm-hmm.
Will it be painful?
Right.
Will it be at a short transition? Will it feel natural? My goal is to have it feel as natural as possible and happen as quickly as possible. And that means we have to pay attention to the details. As a general consumer, it is my opinion that you would have no way of knowing the little details unless you had a concept of what do I even ask? Can this be a question? Is this a variable in a community of care and in each type of community care, memory care, assisted living, independent living, adult family homes? What are the norms? What can I expect? And what are the values of looking at each one of those communities? Does it fit for our story? Somebody might say that it fits for your story based on an opinion. Here at Pinnacle, we try very, very hard to listen to the specifics of your journey.
And I think also with your professional expertise, let's say mom has the beginning stages of Alzheimer's dementia. She's not ready for memory care per se, but you're going to understand with your professional expertise that you probably don't want to put her in a big community if somebody has dementia, because in many cases that can stress them out. It can be way too much stimulus, too much of that. So again, you're having the ability to understand it from a professional viewpoint. Mom might be really sociable today, but 3 months from now, that could change. It could be definitely different based on the progression of, you know, what her care plan might be.
That's exactly right. And you bring up a good point here of the consideration of things to think about, and that is how much support will help your loved one live, and if we don't have that support, are they stuck in surviving? Because often families are like, oh, but, you know, we want to have mom still make, you know, her toast in the morning. Well, maybe she's gotten to the place where making toast and a cup of tea is really stressing her out. And if she has, you know, 10 units of energy for that day, she just used 3 to make toast and a cup of tea. Maybe it's better to have someone else make that toast and cup of tea for her so that she can use those 3 units of energy for something she really enjoys instead of something that she's like, I'm not sure I remember how to do this. Why is this so difficult? Mm-hmm. How come I can't remember? And in the beginning stages of a dementia process, those thoughts happen very often. And they're foreign to family members.
Yes. And ultimately, it comes right back to the fact of where we started this hour of understanding that there is a dynamic between a mother and daughter or a father and son or whatever that is about not wanting to be a burden. And there's also this element of being the daughter and being the son. I will venture to guess, as a matter of fact, I know that a senior is much more likely to have really candid conversations with a professional like Daphne than they can, than they will with their own child. They don't feel like they can share in many cases their fears about aging and different things like this. And bringing somebody in like Daphne that can help guide your family and help through that process, I think, is so valuable. I know that, you know, you've had multiple stories on things like that.
Yes, it happens quite frequently. And I want to tell our listeners, if you are the senior and you are feeling these things like, yeah, Suzanne's right, I don't want to talk to my daughter about this. She's got so much on her plate. She's raising her kids. She's running a job. She's doing her household. She's got her marriage. I mean, you know the process. Feel free to call me. And if you're the family member that's listening here, be confident that I will pull family in. Because if, you know, if my mom came to me and said, hey, I talked to this person named Daphne, and she can help us figure this out. And you're going to go, who's Daphne and where did you get that phone number? And so I want to respect the whole process of earning trust, of having openness and transparency with the permission of the senior, of course. But you can advocate for yourself. If you're the listener today, you can advocate, and it's safe to call us and just say, these are the things that are going on, or I've been feeling this way, and we can help you bridge that gap to getting back to your son or daughter and in a way that will be simple.
And so, Daphne, how do we reach you?
You reach us the easiest at 855-734-1500. So let me repeat that. It's 855-734-1500. Or if you're savvy on the computer, you can reach us at pinnacleseniorplacements.com.
Thank you so much, Daphne. And to all of our listeners out there, have the conversations and remember to remind mom and dad that they're not a burden. Say thank you to the care providers that are in your circle. If anybody is out there serving somebody, whether it's in a healthcare position or anything like that, we want you to know that we're grateful for you. And so until next week, everyone, be good to each other.
The preceding podcast was provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC and Answers for Elders Radio. To contact Pinnacle Senior Placements, go to PinnacleSeniorPlacements.com.